Reporting center?
Yes, sir. This hits in Baton Rouge.
Yes, sir.
And I just spotted something I was curious about. I called the airport, and they didn't seem to spot anything on their radar, so I thought I'd check with you. At 8:45 Eastern, or Daylight Saving Time, Louisiana.
Yes.
I'd say I picked up an object which I thought was a shooting star for a second, the way it was moving, and then it cleared across the entire sky, south to north, almost due magnetic south to north, and it cleared the sky in about 2 minutes, and it had about the same magnitude as a small star, what I saw, and I thought I saw a little red light like you see on a normal airplane.
Yes.
But it didn't, there was no flashing or anything. I was wondering if anything had been reported or if there's a satellite that travels that direction.
Okay. Now, you said it went, was this be horizon to horizon in 2 minutes?
Well, what I saw, let's see, I picked it up about 20 degrees off the southern horizon, and I guess I lost it about the same spot in the northern horizon.
Well, that can we can eliminate the satellite right there. It's much too fast.
It the way it moved, it was unbelievable.
Okay, now what color was that object again?
It had about the same color as a star.
I see, okay.
I guess you'd call it a white-blue.
Right.
And I thought I picked up a hint of red with it. That's why I didn't. I just kind of followed it, you know, and it, I noticed how fast it was moving. I couldn't take my eyes off of it. I don't know exactly what my latitude or longitude is here, but I'm in central Baton Rouge. And it just came, to my knowledge, what is due south to due north.
Okay. Did that deviate from a straight line course at all?
I thought it had, but I don't believe it did. It seemed to have a straight line course, and that's why I thought possibly it could have been a satellite.
No, we can eliminate that. That's much too fast for a satellite.
But like I say, it did seem to have this red tint. You can see it on one side, and then later on, my eyes aren't as good as they should be, but the red seemed to shift, not like a blink or anything, but it like, one time it seemed like it was on the left side of the object, and then the next time it seemed like it was on the right side of the object.
Okay. And you feel that it was quite high?
Right. I would say, of course, not knowing what size it was, but
right.
I saw a plane fly by later, and I'd say it was at least 3, possibly 4 times as high.
Okay, well, we haven't had any reports of that so far.
That elevation, would that be out of radar range or out of normal radar scanning?
Yeah, it would be out of normal scanning, yes. But probably for much more powerful radar, which is the North American Air Defense Command, they would be able to pick up something like that. But then that all comes under classification, top secret anyway.
Right. So I wouldn't hear back from you anyhow, would I?
Pardon?
I wouldn't hear back from you and find out what it was if they did spot it.
Well, not from them. No, I doubt that very much.
Right.
But if we do get any information on it, why, we'll get back to you and let you know about it.
All right. So thank you very much.
Okay. Where did you get our number again?
I called the FAA at the Harding Airport here in Baton Rouge.
All right, sir. Thank you again.
Good day.
Bye.